Nehemiah lived in the king's palace. He was the wine steward and the cupbearer for the king, which means that every time the king got thirsty, it was Nehemiah's job to come with something for the king to drink in the king's special cup. The king trusted Nehemiah completely. He knew that if Nehemiah had filled the cup and brought it to him to drink, it was going to be safe. Nobody would have poisoned it or put anything in it that would not be good for him to drink or that would make him sick. Nehemiah was very good at his job. He always knew exactly what to bring that would quench the king's thirst. And he always made a point to be very happy and peaceful when he came to the king because he wanted the king to be able to feel cheerful and encouraged every time he saw Nehemiah. One day, however, when the king called for something to drink, Nehemiah came bringing the cup with shaking hands. And the king looked at Nehemiah and saw that his eyes were all red and swollen, and there were tear tracks on his face. It looked like he had really been crying. And the king said, "Nehemiah, what's the matter?" Nehemiah said, "May you live forever, O king. I can't help being sad today because I have learned that the city of my ancestors lies in ruin, and the people there are in great trouble and distress." And the king said, "What is your request to me, Nehemiah?" And Nehemiah said, "If it pleases you, king, I would like it if you would command me to go to the land of my ancestors where my ancestors are buried, to go to that land where my people want to live in safety and in peace, and order me to rebuild the city." The king agreed, and so he gave Nehemiah letters that would give him safe passage as he traveled and that would command people to make supplies and provisions available to Nehemiah. And he said, "I want some of the army to go with you, and I want some of the cavalry to go with you." And so Nehemiah left the palace in Susa, and he went to a distant place, the province beyond the river. And when he got there, he made a secret tour in the middle of the night. He got up and he walked around the whole city. He saw that the walls were broken down, the gates had been burned, and there was hardly a building left standing. So in the morning, he made an invitation to everybody who was left in that area. He said to all the people, "Let's rebuild. Let's rebuild our city so that we don't have to live in disgrace anymore. I think God is helping us already because the king has promised to support us. Let's rebuild." And so they all agreed, and they came together side by side and shoulder to shoulder to work together to rebuild this beloved city. We're going to join hands now, if you can find somebody's hand to hold, and say a prayer together before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, as you have given people hope in the past and given them courage in the past, we know that you do the same today and you will do it every day into the future. We thank you for the opportunities we have to work together for the common good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's time for Sunday school.